Welcome to the Lending Forward podcast, brought to you by Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group. This is your home for real discussions about the mortgage and housing industry. Our hosts are here bringing you firsthand accounts from people at the heart of the business. And we're chatting with professionals from all corners of the industry as they help cultivate transparency around the future of the industry we love. Together, we are lending forward all we know to you. Thanks for joining us for today's episode. Let's dive in.
Awesome. Well, we are back with another episode of Lending Forward, and I'm joined today with Marcia Davies. If you are unfamiliar, Marcia Davies is the Chief Operating Officer at the Mortgage Bankers Association, where she drives cross-organizational alignment, strategic initiatives, and key external engagements. She's also the founder of Empower, which is MBA's networking platform for women in real estate finance, which has grown into a whopping 24,000 member community supporting women's leadership development through different events and things. So, Marcia, we are so thrilled to have you join us today.
Anna, I am so happy to be here.
I'm ready to dig into. I'm a member of Empower. I've been a member of Empower for a couple years. But before we we dig into all the Empower, news and information. I gave a little bit of a bio, but tell us a little bit about you. How did you end up at the MBA? What is your background? And, you know, what kind of led into the launch of Empower?
Well, like many people in our industry, I fell into it. I came to Washington, D.C. I grew up in a farm in New Jersey. So I'm literally just a farm girl and didn't know anything about mortgage finance or that you can make a career in it. But when I came to Washington, D.C., I started working for the Association of Trial Lawyers. And after several years there, my sister was working at a company called the Mortgage Corporation. And she said, "We have a great job here. It fits your skills really well. Come interview." And there I was, and the Mortgage Corporation was rebranded as Freddie Mac. And so I was at Freddie Mac in the 80s. I don't think you were born yet, but I was in the 80s. My sister worked in their government relations office, and I worked in industry relations. So while we were in the same building, we weren't in the same departments. And I stayed there for 21 years. And I stepped away in order to focus on my mother had passed away unexpectedly. And it was one of those times where you reevaluate how you're spending your time. And but I didn't step away for long because my boss at the time, Dave Stevens, was commissioner of FHA during the Obama administration. And he knew I was working part time for a friend of mine to help him out. And he said, "Please come back and help me at HUD," which I did for a short period of time, a little less than 2 years, because the Congress had switched and we knew we weren't going to be able to get a lot of policy work through. So, and he had gotten a job at the Mortgage Bankers Association. And so he said, "I need your help there." And that's how I ended up at MBA. But one of the cool things when I got my job at Freddie Mac, in 1984, my job was to promote Freddie Mac at all the industry conferences. So I knew MBA. I knew MBA events. And so in a way, my life became full circle. And you can do the math. I've been in this industry more than 40 years. Well, just 40 years. So I've been here a long time.
That is amazing. That's an awesome career. And I always, you know, we have an internship program and I always tell our interns, you know, it's all about who you know. In this industry, it feels really big, but it's not. You meet
it's
people
not.
And you make those circles and it's a great industry to be in.
Yes, it really is. And I do believe the longer you're in it and the more networking you do, those are connections. People may change jobs, but you end up crossing paths again and you never know who will help you out. And I will just tell a very short story. My husband was diagnosed with cancer about 3 years ago. And I knew one of the former chairmen of MBA had just successfully survived that kind of cancer. And he was my first call. He opened all the doors for us at the Cleveland Clinic. And my husband has been in remission for 2 years now. And if it wasn't for that connection in this industry, who he literally, with me just asking him, what's my next step? And all of a sudden, his doctor is on the phone with us and made appointment. I'm just saying, you never know, but this industry is full of really, really good people.
That's amazing.
Isn't it?
Yes, that is wild. Well, I'm really glad to hear that your husband is healthy. And thank you for, you know, having good connections for sure.
Yeah.
And I think that's one of the amazing things that you've built with Empower, you know, is building this strong networking hub of women.
Yes.
I think this is something that, you know, the industry has always needed, and we've had it now for several years. So, you know, when you were putting Empower together, I mean, what was the thought process behind it? What's kind of the origin story of Empower?
Sure. So as you can imagine, starting in the industry in the 80s and staying in it, you know, since then, I wasn't surprised that there weren't many women at the top. I happened to work my way through various jobs, and I changed the trajectory of my career by taking some risks. And I was fortunate enough to get into a C-suite job. But so I wasn't surprised that I was the only woman in the room many, 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 many times. But when I went to the MBA, and after a few years of traveling to we do 13 conferences a year through all of the different disciplines in our industry, whether it's servicing, commercial, multifamily, residential, right? The front end of the business versus the back end, all of those conferences. I wasn't surprised that there weren't as many women at the conferences, right? Because usually it's senior leadership that goes to the conference, unless it's more technical in nature. And I started to notice something strange. The women who were there didn't seem to know each other.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really bothering me, because when I travel, I'm fortunate. I've been in the industry a long time. I can find somebody I know to sit next to in a general session.
Mm-hmm.
The women may be sitting with their male colleagues, but they didn't know the other women. And so I thought of my own career path. A lot of times when I would travel, you have the kids to deal with, you've got to make sure all of the things at home are in place. And when you go on the road, you've got to be as efficient as possible, because you know when you get home, you're going to have all of the things that need your attention. And so I wasn't sure if women would take an hour out of their day during a busy conference for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's been almost 10 years. It'll be 10 years this fall. I randomly went through a registration list for our annual convention that was happening in San Diego. I picked some women I knew, but most women I didn't know. And I invited them to have lunch with me. I pulled 75 names and 150 women showed up.
Wow.
And I was like, this is awesome. There's a need. And the energy and the conversations, and it was just really, it went on for longer than we thought it would. And so that year I spent time going to all the different MBA conventions, hosting what I called networking events.
Mm-hmm.
And they kept getting bigger and bigger. And by that spring, I thought, well, maybe I should add some personal development. You know, they can network for a while, but let's figure out what's holding us back. Is something holding us back from, you know, being our best selves at work, or what are we afraid of? And so we started adding that, and that fall we branded Empower because it had gotten to be something. And we started our online community. And what's great is if you have a badge for a conference, like an MBA event, it doesn't cost you a thing to go to an Empower event. We do have the Saturday before our annual convention, one full day of programming and fun and networking. And we do charge a minimal amount for that because we also know it's personal development, but not all companies will pay for women to go to all-day personal development. And so we wanted to make it affordable, that if you wanted to spend, you know, this, make this investment for yourself, it wasn't going to break the bank. And I'm very proud to say that this past October, we had 540 women in Empowering You, which is the day. And so for anybody who's listening, it is a day that will lift you up, that will connect you. And a lot of women have started doing business together. Women get very vulnerable, whether it's about work or personal, and the Empower community comes together and lifts these women up. And so I am very proud. It's the women of this industry has made Empower successful, not me. I just gave it the lift. And I'm just so grateful that it has become the movement that it's become.
It's amazing. I can think back to, a couple of years ago and just the women you meet at the conferences, and you're right, you do make friends and, you know, you see the same people at the same conferences, but to know that you can have ladies' night or go to dinner with, you know, other executives that are going through all of the same things that you're going through, meaning the work-life balance with taking care of the kids and the house and doing all of the things. It's been really, really cool. What, what kind of impacts have you seen across the industry, Empower has made? I mean, obviously you guys have made a huge impact at MBA events, but I think, you know, if you go to any event, you find little pockets.
So two things have happened. When we launched Empower and women went back to their offices and started talking about it, some of them started women's organizations within their companies, which is fabulous. Mm-hmm. Some started it within their states and state associations. So it was the idea that became, what is it? The drop in the water that becomes the ripple, that becomes the wave ripple, or whatever that is. And so that really was rewarding to see. And somebody said, don't you want them all branded Empower? I said, no. Empower is what it is. And if other companies are now focused on this and devoting time to it and women are coming together, that's really great. I've also seen, I did not know this would happen. I am not in sales. I am in communications and, you know, public relations, things like that. But the women who go there that are in sales, I did not realize a lot of times they have a hard time getting to some of the senior executives in an account because there had been people before them or people there now that are men that weren't bringing them along to meet, right? Say the head of whether it be servicing or whether it's the, you know, person making the decision on mortgage insurance, whatever it is. And the senior executives that were women were coming to Empower and building relationships with these women who are in sales. And they started having access that they never had before. And so when I said business started being done, that was just a beautiful outcome of these relationships that they may not have ever had the opportunity for. So it's just, it's been, I think, a great thing for the industry. And women are supporting each other, not only professionally, but personally. And so it's just nice to know that these relationships are continuing to grow.
Well, it's been really, really phenomenal to watch. What, going back, looking at women, new women getting into the industry, mm-hmm. What piece of advice would you give the next generation or the next wave of women who are just getting started in this industry, whether it's, getting their license and becoming a loan officer or taking that underwriting job, or, maybe it is the MI rep that is going to go sell insurance. What is there one piece of advice you would give them?
I have two that are kind of collected together. So the first is, let your work speak for you. So don't look at what your colleagues are doing or what awards they're winning or whatever it is. Focus on yourself and the job you're doing. Work really hard. Raise your hand to take on new opportunities. I am big about when you're feeling that you have done a great job and you're feeling that you're ready for something more, take that risk. Raise your hand. Put your name in. My career went zigzag. It did not go in a straight line, but I ended up where I ended up. I never tried to get to where I was going. I just tried to do the best job I could in the position I was in at the time. Mm-hmm. And so focus on yourself. Really produce those results. If Sally gets the award and you don't think Sally works as hard as you do, don't worry about what Sally's doing. You focus on yourself and then take risks. They don't have to be big risks. You can take little risks along the way, but get comfortable getting out of your comfort zone.
Oh, that's good. I like that a lot. What about for women that have been in the industry and they want to break into leadership, or, you know, they want to take that next step? Actually, I'm going to make this a two-part question.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what is it, the same advice for those women, but also for the men that are listening to the call, how can they also support, you know, the women in their organization's career advancement?
Right. So for the men, I would say, do not be afraid to give women feedback. We want feedback. We need feedback. If we get upset, I said this to some of the male allies that were in the Empower Room. I said, if women cry at work, it's not emotional. They're pissed off. And so realize that that is energy, and that's how much they care when they're showing up. If something is really, whether it's on their mind or they're frustrated with it, that's how frustrated they are. So I think sometimes men, I don't think this is part of the research, men have not been giving women some constructive feedback because they're afraid they're going to upset them or they're going to cry or whatever. No, give us the feedback and be open when we see something and we're giving you feedback.
Mm.
So that's number one. For women who want to break through and get into that next, I would say there are a couple of things. One, you need to have a sponsor. And I know people talk about that a lot, but sometimes you don't know who your sponsor is going to be. And the way that you get people wanting to be your sponsor is for them to understand the great work you've been doing. So don't expect somebody to know the work you've been doing. You need to make sure your work is known, and that means using your voice. And it doesn't mean you have to be boastful, right? You can be in a meeting and say you're talking about whether it's the results or something, or let's talk about what's happening right now in Washington, D.C., you may have gotten a piece of information from a colleague or somebody in your network, and you could say, my network has reached out to me because this is what they've heard. And it's not like, oh, I heard X. No, I have a network that's so strong. Or I was pleased that this project came in $20,000 under budget, whatever it is. Make sure that your work is known so that when you're not in a room and people are talking about, oh, we're going to move this function. Where do you think where do you think it should go? Or who do you think is ready for this opportunity? Your name is part of that discussion. Mm-hmm. The other thing is, let your aspirations be known, but don't surprise your boss with it, right? Don't all of a sudden come in the office and say, oh, by the way, I've been in this too long. I need to move on. You can say, next one-on-one or the next time we meet, here's some things that are on my mind. I'm wanting to talk about advancement opportunities. I'm wanting to talk about what you think might get in my way from seizing some of these opportunities, and just open up the conversation. Mm-hmm. And again, be willing to put your hand up and take a risk. I went into servicing for 7 years at Freddie Mac. I didn't know a thing about servicing when I went into it. But it was okay because I knew I could navigate it and learn it, and I did. And you know, it all worked out. And so I think sometimes you have to take the risk because skills are transferable. I knew the skills I had when I saw the job. I could do the job. Mm-hmm. I had to learn how the servicing business worked. But when you're already in the GSE, you know the basics, right? And I did go to school of mortgage banking and understood, you know, how the system worked. But I do think that there are ways that you can advance and it doesn't have to necessarily be a straight line.
I don't think it's ever a straight line. Mm-hmm. I think it's always a zigzag. And I want to go back to the sponsor. When you're saying sponsor, is it the same kind of concept or idea around like a mentor? Or
it is not
separate.
It is different. Okay. Your mentor is the person that knows the good, bad, and ugly. Mm-hmm. They know the mistakes you've made. They know the people who you don't get along with, and they're trying to help you navigate how to improve that relationship, whatever it is. The sponsor is someone who is going to carry your water into the room and advocate for you. Mm-hmm. They know the superstar, Hannah. They know your work. They know your work ethic. They know you have the strong network. They don't need to know you and Bonnie aren't getting along right now and you're trying to figure out how to repair that, whatever it is, right? Mm-hmm. That is what your mentor is for. Mm-hmm. And I've had two really great mentors. Well, three now, I'm going to think about it. My first one was a female. I was very young. I was only 22. And I was fortunate that she took me under her wing. The other two were men, very successful men in different parts of the business. And they saw something in me. And so they were the ones who kept changing my responsibilities because they knew I would be successful. And so they taught me how to get out of my comfort zone and take some of those risks.
I love that. I think that's good to kind of clarify, because I think, you know, a lot of women are like, oh, well, you know, I have this champion over here and that is also my mentor and that's my friend and that's my person. But I think it's important different. To kind of differentiate.
Yes.
You know, who's doing what to advocate for you. So right. Thank you for clarifying that. I wanted to also ask, you know, we didn't even really talk about this, but Empower stands for something, I'm assuming. Mm-hmm. What does Empower stand for?
Well, the M is for MBA. Mm-hmm. And the power is promoting opportunities for women to extend their reach. And by that, we mean whatever you need to do to make the impact you want to make. So whether it's professional development, whether it's networking, whether it's mentoring and lifting other women up, but women are so powerful and impactful. We just want to give you the tools and opportunities to get whatever you need out of the community.
I love that. And if any of our listeners wanted to join the community, mm-hmm. how would one go about doing that?
It's easy. You're members of the MBA. Mm-hmm. And so you go to mba.org/empower and you'll see a join the community and you go in and you log in with your credentials and you're there. And so, and again, it's free. We host quarterly free webinars. We have one coming up in a couple of weeks in April. We post articles and stories. And for example, our interview will get posted in the Empower community. So people who aren't in the organization, other people, and that community, the online community, has 10,000 women that interact, and you can post in there. You can say, I'm new in a job and I'm hoping somebody could, you know, DM me or email me with how to integrate, you know, technology in X, Y, and Z or whatever it is. Or there's a job opening in my organization. If you're interested, you know, reach out to me. Or I saw this fun article. I'm sharing it with the community. I don't know if you know who Bronwyn Morrissey is.
Mm-hmm. I love her.
Yes. Yes. She will often go in the Empower community and offer free webinars she's doing or whatever. We've had women that do that all the time. And so And next month, we have expanded the community into Mexico. What they're doing is taking our online community and translating the documents and the videos into Spanish so that they can provide resources to the women in their financial, real estate financial community.
I love that.
Isn't that great?
Yes. Fun story back to how small this industry is. Bronwyn and I worked together at Arch Mortgage Insurance years ago. and one of these days I'm going to go on one of her hiking trips.
I wanted to do that as well. I wanted to do the Grand Canyon, and then the then COVID hit. And another fun fact, Arch, MI has always been our premier sponsor for Empowering You.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
It's a tiny community. It's not.
It is.
I feel that sometimes.
Yes. Yes.
I love it. Well, Marsha, I could sit here and talk to you all day long, but I know that you got things to do. But I can't let you leave without asking you our signature question. We're on Lending Forward. So how do you plan on lending it forward for the rest of 2025?
How do I plan on lending it forward? I plan on continuing to say yes to people like you, Hannah, who want to talk to me and continue to spread the word to women. And I also, as the women of MBA know, I really try to make myself available for whatever they need, if they need somebody to talk to or they need advice. And so I will try to keep doing the best I can in mentoring the women that are at the MBA, and as well as keeping Empower top of mind. Again, it's free to join. So I hope all the women and men can join as well. We are inclusive. And I just hope that more people take advantage of the opportunities Empower has.
That's awesome. I'm definitely going to go in and mess around in the online community. That's for sure. But I really do appreciate it. I hope I get to see you at an MBA event soon. And thank you so much.
Well, thank you. This has been fun. It's been the highlight of my day.
Thanks again for tuning into today's episode of the Lending Forward podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our channel, follow us on Instagram at Lending Forward, on YouTube, and LinkedIn. Catch us every other Thursday with a brand new episode, and go lend something forward today. Atlantic Bay Mortgage Group, LLC, NMLS number 72043, NMLSconsumerAccess.org is an equal opportunity lender and employer. Located at 600 Lynn Haven Parkway, Suite 100, Virginia Beach, Virginia 23452.